Here we are for Good Areas Live. We're so live that we have the great Jeremy Coney beside me. He said that he'll take the full next 20 minutes and tell us everything we need to know and that I didn't need to say anything.
You just go, come on, ask a few questions. That's his job. He's interviewing.
What I remember is of our earlier discussion is you said everyone thinks that England's crap, but I think New Zealand's crap too.
Look, he's just trying to be controversial here, folks. This is not going to fool me. What I do think is that they're both pretty even sides.
Okay.
And I think if you want to call them crap, that's fine, as long as they're both crap.
Yeah.
But actually, I think that the potential for the series is quite even. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just run your eyes down the list of players in both the squads.
Yeah.
And there are... You know, there are good players here, good batsmen there, attacking batsmen, some more slightly defensive batsmen, some good seamers, some a quick bowler or two, you know, decent keepers. So, I mean, I just feel that, as I say, it could be a very close run series. It wasn't last time that it was in England. And so New Zealand, I guess, if they're smart, will learn they have to get a lot of runs against this particular England side. You've had decent weather in England, quite hot weather, and therefore the pitches should be a little harder, so they'll bounce a little bit more than the county championship has been doing so far, which have been shin-high jobs. So it'll get a little bit higher than that, I think. And I think the runs will be a little bit easier to get. The grounds will be a bit more evenly spread because what you find in county championships, you get them towards the edge of the block. And so it's very short one side and long on the other, whereas this will be in the centre of the field a bit more. So the whole thing will be a little bit better, I think.
They've brought the boundaries in a couple of times, England, of course. There was was it one of the Ashes tests we all turned up? And I think it was Lizzie Ammon who looked. She was like, these boundaries don't usually come in this far. So England are good at playing to the way that they want to play.
Of course they are.
Even when it comes to boundary sizes and everything else.
Well, they shouldn't. They don't set the field, do they? The umps should really be in the guy in charge overall, which might be a New Zealander. I don't know. They won't let Jeff Crow, will they?
No, I don't think
so. That's a shame.
I did see, I was in Dubai this week and some of the women umpires were coming out and I forgot that the umpires travel with that hat box.
Yeah.
You know, the protective hat box.
Yeah.
Might be the of all the things I want to steal in cricket, that might be very high up there. Right. Your worry is runs. New Zealand has been making runs for a while in Test cricket. They're I think, what did I tell you earlier?
Third. I think third or
no,
second.
No, second highest scoring team, I think.
Over the past?
Two or three years. Not long. Okay. Not long. The question has always been, can they make runs against their teams that they struggle against? And the teams they've struggled the most against in the last few years have been England and Australia over and over again, right?
Correct.
Williamson's a big part of that, of course, but it's everyone. They don't make as many runs as they should against those sides, and that means that their bowling has to be exceptional. I like their bowling lineup. You're worried more about their batting.
I think they've got to get they've got to aim to get between 400 and 450.
Yeah.
Especially in the first innings, isn't it? That's where you set the game up and bring, you know, it brings your team into the game. If you're getting it second innings, it's not necessarily doing much in the game. It might put you just into the game and then leave you not enough to play with. So you're still under pressure. But that first innings, if they can do that, and that means your top three or four have got to be, you know, sensibly getting runs. There's an element of you don't want 4, 5, 6, 7 coming in between overs 5 and 15 because, I mean, you're battling away and you don't want them really in, I don't think, in the first session of the game if you're batting first. So that they need to be aware of that. I think a lot more than perhaps some of them are. I think the modern game is moving at such a clip nowadays and playing so many shots. There are risk elements attached with that, especially with a new ball and especially with the Duke, that you give chances. Mm. And if there's decent fielding going on, not like the IPL, if there's decent catching going on,
not like the IPL,
then you know, wickets are obviously important, and I just think New Zealand have to be aware of those things.
Who are you worried about? So Mitchell had a great couple of years, Bundle had a great couple of years. Both of them have regressed to the mean.
Yeah.
Conway, another one. So when they're at their best, all those guys came in and were sensational from the start.
Yeah.
They've all gone through second year blues, whatever you want to call it in Test cricket. People have started to work them out. Who are you most confident out of those three that has worked out their issues?
The three, well, the top three you've mentioned, I'm not totally confident of them at the moment. I think they all have their weaknesses.
Yeah.
Tom Latham's got some runs recently, but they've been in New Zealand and against the West Indies bowling attack at that stage. Mm. And it was an older West Indies bowling attack. And so while they were getting hundreds, I didn't think it actually, it'll be very different coming in against this attack, who are under pressure.
Yeah.
Let's be fair. Robinson is coming in. I think he's going to be a very important cog for England and for New Zealand to be able to cope with. Yeah. A taller bowler, a man who's got a lot to prove and prove to the rest of not of just the coaches but the teammates and of course all the followers and the fans. So he's got a hell of a lot of work to do. And if he can respond, he'll be an awkward customer because he's tall.
Yeah.
And he does get bounced.
He's got a ridiculously high, like, even though he's tall, he's not as tall as some of the other freaks.
No, but the release point.
It's so high with him, isn't it? Part of it is posture and he might have long arms, but I also think he is very uptight. He might be uptight.
He might be uptight, yeah.
Upright at the crease.
It's straight leg too on the delivery stride, getting over that foot, that front foot. Mm. Some people are actually able to go in front of that, aren't they? And hyperextend. Mm. I don't think he's that. So much, but
it's not the searing piece.
No, but he does get up and over that front foot.
Yeah.
You know, and so he will be a bit of an issue, I think.
So we looked into him versus Latham today, didn't we? Was that right? Or was it him versus Conway? No, it was him versus Latham, and Latham can't get away from Robinson. So I think he went at about 1.5 runs and over against him. He doesn't really have a shot against that kind of bowler, does he?
Well, according to what you're telling me, no.
But you've seen enough of Latham. He can get stuck. Yeah.
He can get stuck.
I suppose that's the word I'm looking for.
So. And if you haven't got a release shot, even if it's just a little tuck on the onside, and then, of course, he tries to make something of a ball on a line that's not quite there to do that, and then he gets LBW. He gets LBW quite a lot.
He
gets the front foot into a position and the head gets a bit heavy and so on. So I just think that all those three actually at the moment are having difficulties. He's just a little bit outside off stump. Mm. And whether the length also can be a bit awkward, he can get a full ball that he can't get away. And then you get, say, Conway, who doesn't like it round about and that angle coming in from around the wicket into that front leg. He finds that a little bit awkward and it looks terribly awkward.
Yeah.
And then outside is off stump as well. He has some troubles. Mm. So those two have difficulties and they're going to have to work like mad. And so some of them, actually as a response to that, are moving into positions that they have difficulties, as I think they get too close to their off stump.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Well, I remember Latham used to do something where if you were targeting, especially from around the wicket, he would try and get outside the line, right? But the problem with that is that you can never get enough outside the line for it to actually, like, you'd be able to get a couple of LBWs go your way, but you've still got the inside part of your leg. You also allow middle, in some cases, he exposes middle and leg stump by moving across. And what we're seeing now from the other, and you know, we do the work here. I don't know where we're looking at this camera. It's that camera up there anyway.
Yeah. There's so many. You're just looking at yourself.
Yeah. But I look great. I know. But what's fascinating, I think, is that we noticed a pattern. You picked it up and then I went through the video to double check of a lot of these players now are moving. They're actually taking an off stump guard and sometimes even moving outside of off stump. Feels like to me a coaching method.
Yeah, it could be a mantra.
Yeah.
I don't know why. No one can convince me that that's the right thing to do. Not even you, you know, actually, Jared. So, I mean, the first thing is that you can still nick off if it's on six stump.
Yeah.
And they do. Mm. The second thing is that your pads become a very large target. If you take off stump, they are facing and you see both pads. Mm. It limits the strokes that you can make safely, because anything just wide of mid on, going down leg side, you know, right to backward square to fine leg, that's a dangerous stroke then, because you're not using the full face of the bat. If you're outside, if you're on off stump, your bat is coming across defensively, across the ball slightly. Mm. So anything that nips back becomes a real danger.
That's what McCarthy did to Williamson.
To Williamson.
Yeah.
Williamson hasn't played a lot lately, though, has he? He's been advising at the IPL. And so, I mean, he'll be getting in the nets and that sort of thing. He's pretty industrious.
He's very good at batting.
Yeah, he's a good player. But, I mean, apart from that, it does take a bit to convince yourself sometimes and your self-confidence, I'm good enough to do this. Mm. And that may be one of his reasons for doing that. I haven't seen him go quite as close to the off stump as I did in that innings he played. And what a shame they didn't get two innings.
Yeah.
They got one innings and then they got enough runs and then bowled Ireland out twice. But they really needed two innings.
Mitchell didn't make any runs. He didn't make any runs. Latham didn't make any runs. In the second innings, you just want 30-odds, right? Just get yourself in the middle.
Absolutely.
For 50 balls.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think even a cut from the position of off stump is quite difficult. It's bowled a hell of a wide to get a cut away and you end up cramping yourself. So I think there's a lot of reasons defensively, where you can hit the ball too safely, LBW, nicking off is still possible just because they don't let it go. It's still relatively close to them. And then you're playing and you can't play your cut so easily as well. So I think there's lots of reasons why getting onto off stump is not such a good idea.
We saw it was something that happened after Steve Smith did very well with it, and everyone in county cricket tried it.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't, Babar Azam tried it. A lot of people have tried it. It hasn't seemed to have worked. So there must be a reason why all these players are moving out there and doing it. On the bowling,
I can understand them, though, doing that. They want their right eye just there on the off stump so they can let it go outside. As soon as they can see that, but you can still stand. Martin used to stand on two legs, and he would lean over slightly, his eye was over the off stump.
Mm. Bowling, we discussed bowling quite a lot earlier today. The four-seamer is the option. Or the interesting one when it comes to New Zealand. For New Zealand, yeah. Who would you pick?
For the fourth one or for the other three
as
well?
Well, the other three are automatic, aren't they? Henry, Jameson,
Henry will
O'Rourke.
Be there as the leader, yeah. I mean, he's been on the pine for a long time. And actually, I think if you looked at his strike rate, I'm probably wrong, but I've got a sense that it might even be better than Bolt and Southey. But so he's really come on a great deal now. So he's in. He's the first picked. And then secondly, I would pick Will O'Rourke myself before Jameson. Both men, however, are tall men, both coming back from stress fractures.
You're nervous about that.
Well, they haven't played a test match.
Yep.
I don't think they'll know how long even a spell they can bowl, and in order to know they can bowl a second or a third spell, and how many will they be? It'll probably be set by someone sitting out there watching, saying you can only bowl for 15 overs and 14 overs today, which may not really sit with the game as it progresses. And so you might find that those players would like to bowl. I'm fine, thanks. I'm ready to go. Mm. But they've both, in fact, they haven't had surgery. Certainly O'Rourke hasn't. He's just used strength and conditioning, and he had the 4 or 5 months doing that, and then a very carefully sort of laid out plan, bowling loads and so on. And then Kyle Jameson has had two stress fractures, hasn't he? So the first one was surgery, screws and wire and that sort of thing, I guess. The second one happened exactly in the same place, same site, and so they've used strength and conditioning for him as well. So I don't know. I would have liked Duffy there for the reason that you have espoused already, basically saying, look, here's a guy who is very tough, who can bowl and resilient. He can bowl a long spell. He can bowl longer spells than he needs to, 9 overs, maybe 10 overs. He's bowled that before. And he keeps his pace up, but he's not there. So there is, therefore,
and we should say he's not there because his wife is giving birth.
Correct. That's why he's not there, yeah. But that's longer than usual. I don't want to get into those issues. But normally 10 days would be kind of for birth of a child and so on. But he's been, as I say, 2 months at the IPL. So maybe he
first
feels
child, though, as
exactly
well,
first child. So anyway, so he's not there. And it leaves that fragility about the New Zealand attack. So that's the first three, I think, because you've got swing bowling from Jameson, you've got seam bowling from Henry, and you've got really from O'Rourke, you've got a bit of bounce.
Yeah.
So they're all slightly different.
So we're happy with that. So I started this conversation by saying those three were in, then you've justified it, so thank you. Who's the fourth seamer?
Well, fourth seamer, the choice is really between Nathan Smith, who's bowled a bit in England, so is the other one, Tickner as well. It's a question of who do you feel is the most likely bowler and when will they bowl during the length of a day?
Yeah.
So I think really for me, Tickner being a seam bowler, he's like a prancing horse. What are the prancing horses called? You know that.
Spanish prancing horse. I think that's the official name.
I'm not sure. They've got a name. Anyway, but he does. That's how he starts his run up. And everybody, yeah, exactly. We'll see that. But doesn't quite have the pace of Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Smith has certainly developed his pace over the last year. And I noticed against Ireland and also when they played Bangladesh in Bangladesh recently that he was getting the ball to swing early on. So I think maybe bowling second or third, you know, maybe first change or certainly second change, then I think I would go with Smith. He also happens to be, a little bit better at batting.
Jameson.
Not that they're the reasons.
No.
But that's that, and then his fielding is significantly stronger.
I think the worry with Smith is that he's played 2 test matches against England.
He's been smashed.
And they smashed him.
Yeah. But they're on flat tracks.
But I also think Blair Tickner will get smashed.
Yeah, well.
Like there's nothing having watched Blair
Tickner. That's all just pick three.
Yeah.
But you see, we don't have a spinner.
Hmm.
And that's, well, neither side really has an outstanding spinner.
Oh, definitely not.
One that says, I must be picked. Graham Swann. You know, those kind of players.
So you wouldn't pick Santner?
Well, not for the first test. I don't think, because he's just coming back from injury.
Yeah.
I think he's got to be here for a while and convince himself that he can. He injured it in the IPL.
He injured his right shoulder in one game, because I remember I was commentating that game, and then he injured his left one later on.
Yeah.
So it's
fascinating.
Well,
it's the left one. Yeah, yeah. I think they're talking about
it. I just think because he's a good defensive bowler, if he feels comfortable, I think you can only win the game with the first three seamers. I really don't think Smith is going to have a huge impact on it, partly because I'm not sure when you fit him in with the new ball, because as good as he is with the new ball, everyone else is better in that team. It's not that I don't think, if he was the third bowler, I'd have no issue, but I worry about when you can fit him in. I also don't think he's going to be very good later on. And Tickner, I mean, I was watching the Ireland highlights today. Tickner bowls full tosses, he bowls wide, he bowls short, he bowls full half volleys. I just think against a team that wants to smash him, they're going to smash him.
Yeah, well, you've described a fruit salad. I don't think he's
like
quite as bad as that. Yeah,
what would you
like
put in
a fruit
salad?
Wouldn't be a Tickner.
There must be a reason he averages 33 in first class cricket, though. And I would assume it's consistent.
Oh, he goes for runs. He's over fours even in the test matches.
Yeah.
Which is too high. Do you need four seamers? Well, seamers take more wickets at Lords, don't they, than spinners? So it's just a question of what sort of spinner. Do you want a spinner that's more like Ashley Giles or one like Graham Swann?
Mm.
One's a specialist who takes wickets. One's a bowler who can rest a, bowler for a while, might pick up a wicket, difficult to get away, has reasonably economic, and so you can use him in that way. I think that there are what, four left-handers in the English side, the top three plus Stokes, and in New Zealand I think would have four if Santner played. So there's going to be a lot of right arm over. I don't think there's a left arm, but apart, no, I'm talking about the seamers.
Yeah.
They will be going round the wicket.
Definitely.
So there will be marks outside there for
later on, maybe.
For an off spinner as well. So Shoaib Bashir might well come into play there. Yeah, look, I mean, I personally think Ravindra is a better spinner than Phillips, although Phillips's figures show that he's doing okay. Yeah, they do. So
I think we both are very much on that. Glenn Phillips is not a bowler. He's just taken wickets so far.
Yeah, I think that's right. So it's a really interesting, if when you're looking at those components, I think England's bowling looks like, yeah, it depends on whether O'Rourke and Jamieson can actually last and if they can,
like New Zealand's bowling. I do like it, but it's I think they're bowling speculative.
Yeah, it is.
Because, as you said, we don't know. Is Lords a good chance for New Zealand to win?
They don't normally win there.
Too much history? Makes you guys too emotional?
Oh, I don't think we're emotional, are we? We like to win. I just think the runs are going to be... I think we will bowl them out because they'll make mistakes.
Yeah.
And we'll do enough, often enough, that we'll put in pressure on them. And if they try to do something because we're bowling well, that'll be another interesting thing, won't it? Will McCullum definitely change his main points, which is hyper-aggressive batting?
I mean,
and if he does that, how do the players in the sitting around in their circle, how will they react? Oh, you're changing your mind, are you? I'll be interested to see that, see how that plays out, that whole thing with the England players.
So we'll have a look at that tomorrow on TalkSport, and you're also working for everyone else this summer as well.
I've got to pay for my airfare, man.
You can find Jeremy Cody on BBC, TalkSport, and apparently on Combox as well. And we'll see you again very soon for more of this kind of thing. Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.